music. It's time to connect the dots. That's the name of the show. My name is Tom Edison, kind of like the inventor. And the name of the show is Connect the Dots. Named after my book, Connect the Dots Theory, that explains things that nobody ever talks about. If you've been listening to the show before I just came on, that was really a lot of heavy stuff that Charles Green was talking about there. I mean, I know about some of that stuff, and all I have to say is, apparently, other beings in the universe, they all have a different story to tell, so who's really telling the truth? You know, I've come across information that changes the whole big picture if you correlate that information, you know. And it could be that all these other aliens that from Andromeda Galaxy or whatever, they might not have it exactly down right. You know, they're giving us their opinion, their observations, their knowledge, but they might have some of it wrong, and we have to keep that possibility open, because that's the one thing I've noticed. The more you hear about ET opinions, they're not agreeing on a lot of things. They all have, like, where did you get your information from? And if they're not agreeing, you know, Andromeda say one thing and Naki say another, Pleiadian say another, that's right. They're not agreeing on a lot of things. So what can we say? The verdict is still out on a lot of these things. It'll be interesting if we all debate it one day. You bring your information, I'll bring mine, and let's put our cards on the table. Let's find out what the real story is here, you know. So if you heard all that talk about, well, Jesus is not whom you think he is, well, maybe he's not, but it's not necessarily to what you heard in the last hour either, because I've heard all kinds of opinions regarding that for years and years and years, and the more time goes on, the more you hear different pieces to the puzzle show up. All I know is that, hey, tachyon chambers are here for the, our health benefits. Of course, they're going to be given out, I guess, free when the ETs land on planet Earth. Yeah, it's going to be televised, you know. I'm following up on this here. Other people are talking about it, too. We're all wondering, like, we're tired of hearing about this. We want it to happen now, the event. Last week, there was a big, on the 20th and the 21st, supposedly, we got the 144,000 people collectively meditating. We've gone even beyond that number, and so there's a lot of love anchored into our planet. Okay, that's good news, but the event is still not happening fast enough for my liking. I am the demanding one. My name ain't Alexa Ante, but I am a demanding one, and I expect things to go fast. You know, I expect instant gratification and instant answers. And if it doesn't happen that fast, I'm disappointed. What can I tell you? Because I grew up in a world of instant gratification, like most of us. And I want everything to go fast and snap, snap, snap. Why isn't here ready? You know, what can I say? Send me your violet flame, and I'll send you my violet flame. If you don't know what I'm talking about, well, that's okay. Violet flames are good. They're not burning. They're a good vibration. But let's just flip the card over here, and we'll talk about the bad vibrations, like the government. I mean, oh, my God. Like, if you're living in America right now, and other countries, too, but especially America, we cannot believe how stupid the U.S. government has got. I mean, I don't know what else to say, but I have to call them stupid. I mean, here they are bickering like children. Neither a group, Democrats or Republicans, are really serving the general public. They're playing politics as usual, and it's sickening. And who has to pay the price? The poor working people. Well, isn't that right? you know? And now they all got their crying towels out, and they're saying, oh, well, we're going to agree a little, to kick the can down the road a little further. That's what we'll agree to, just so these people can get their paychecks. Not that we really care about them, but we have to save face. We goofed around for 1 month and did nothing, basically. I mean, hey, in case you don't know it, this is the Connect the Dots radio show. It is a call-in radio show. If you've got something important to say, call in. Hey, I'm out there on Twitter. You can follow me, Tom Edison Perez. I am actually running for president again in 2020. Yeah, I ran in 2016, too. I'm doing it the hard way. An independent individual. You know, I don't owe favors to anybody. You know, it's rough trying to get your face out there. I mean, right now, all I can afford is to do a radio show to get people knowledgeable. But, hey, if you got a pen and paper, it's 2020, PresidentTomEdison.com. If you go to my site, the whole thing I put together myself, which just proves that I know how to take command of the situation and do the whole job. That's it. I'm that good. And I talk about things nobody else is talking about. I talk about putting the Congress to work, you know, and that's what we needed in this last 5 weeks or whatever. You know, everybody likes to, who likes President Trump, talks about how great he is. Well, he's better than Obama, that's for sure, and the other jerks that came before Obama. But at the same time, he's not in my league. It'd be good if he was, but believe me, this wouldn't have gone on for 5 weeks. I mean, just go to my website, 2020presidenttomedison.com, and you'll see. You know, my idea of being the president is I go before the Congress every Monday and give them their workload. Whether they want to do it or not, I'm going to give them jobs to do. And if they can perform, they're going to be asked to leave. I don't care if you got 4 years, a free ride for 4 years coming to you. I'm going to be asking you to leave, and I'll use the press to get rid of you. Simple as that. No more loafers in government. No more backstabbers. No more gravy train riders. Because that's not what government is supposed to be. That's not what the overseeing systems should be. I even hate the word government. You know, I don't want to be governed. Nobody does. But we need an overseeing group of people to see that everything runs smoothly. And a perfect president would be a perfect way to get that started. I claim to be the perfect president. I could walk in tomorrow and take over the job because I've got the qualifications to do that. You know, some of us just know how to take command of a situation and start giving orders and oversee everything simultaneously and start addressing everything simultaneously. When you know what you're doing, it's really not that hard, you know? I'll say this, to compare myself to President Trump, he actually admitted after becoming the president, he said, oh, this job's pretty hard. Well, let me tell you something, Donald Trump and the rest of the world. Being the president of the United States is the easiest job in the world if you know how to be a real leader and take command of the situation, take command of the Congress, and take command of everything you have authority over. Take command of the military forces, you know. It'll be a different conversation when I talk to the military. You know, I'll ask them, you know, what's the status quo here? What's going on? Where are we at here and there? And then I'll make the decisions right there and then after asking a few questions. I will be the commander-in-chief, and I know how to deploy people, deploy forces, make correct decisions all the time. That's what a real leader knows how to do. Just in case you, the listener, didn't realize that. We simply know what to do. We look at the situation, we ask a few questions, and then we make decisions. And all our decisions are correct. When you're a real leader, you know how to make the correct decisions. You know, you're like a grand chess master. you just go up to the board, all the pieces that are there, and you say, oh, yeah, I'm going to move these guys here, I'm going to move that guy here, and it's that simple. It doesn't matter what the opposition does because you have the counter-move ready. That's what knowledge is, and that's what I possess, and that's why I'm the most qualified person to be next president of the United States. Well, so much for that, you know. Meanwhile, our stupid government, it's sickening to watch these people at work. They're nothing but a bunch of the new word for the Democrats, if you spell it out a piece of paper, D-E-M-O-C, and then the last four letters spell rats. The demo rats. And they're worse than rats. I hear rats are actually kind animals. These creatures that are belong to the Democrat Party, I mean, they are, like, pathetic, you know? Nancy Pelosi, oh, my God. I mean, like, she just needs to retire. She belongs in a nursing home somewhere. You know, she can greet people at the door, but to be a third in line for the presidency or something like that, fourth in line, whatever, she's not doing it. She's collecting a salary for it, too. She doesn't deserve a salary. She doesn't even deserve to be part of the government. Such ignorance and stupidity coming out of her mouth. And then Chucky Boy, I'm not even going to get on with him. Grandstander, Mr. Grandstander himself. And all these people in politics, that's all they want to do. They want to stand in front of the camera and grandstand and talk about, well, what they're going to do and what they haven't done and blah, blah, blah. And then what do they end up doing? Nothing except wasting your taxpayers' money and making incorrect decisions. Decisions based on the bribe money they receive. Oh, yes, they're all receiving bribe money. Or most of them are. Well, everyone in the government who's never took a bribe or took bribe money in their whole life, raise your hand. Well, I don't see too many hands being raised, but anyhow, so much for that. President Trump, he needs some lessons in how to be a leader, really. I mean, he's better than Obama and all the other jerks that came before him, but he doesn't know about being a leader as well as I do. That's why I'm the most qualified person. No, Joe Biden is not the most qualified person. He probably stole that to go into my website. And stole that phrase out of there. Mr. Can't keep his hands off the young women. What kind of, you know, send that boy to Hollywood. They like guys like him over there. And let me tell you something. There's a better way of doing everything. And I'm the guy who came up with that phrase. I've got a better way, and that's it. Better way of doing everything, you know. We're always talking about putting our military men in harm's way. Well, let me tell you something. There's a better way to do things where nobody gets harmed. Oh, yes, it is possible to send a military a group out there to take care of something that has to be taken care of. And we want no casualties. That's what we want to strive for. And believe me, as Commander-in-Chief, I will improve the shape of the military where just about nobody ever gets hurt or harmed on our side. And, of course, we want to stop hostilities, and ingenuity can do that, absolutely. This border nonsense problem is so easy to solve. Just start doing it, you know, stop talking about it, stop bragging about it, and stop interfering with it getting done. I mean, it can be done, and in a very short time. It would have been done in a couple of months. That's right. If I was the president now, it would have been done in a couple of months. I don't, you know, it wouldn't be an issue. It would just be taking care of business as normal. Okay? Don't have to make an issue out of it. It's the stupid politicians, the Democrats, the Republican parties. They want to make issues of things. They want to try to pretend they're doing something when most of them are doing nothing. You know? And the way they function, the way they bring things up, the whole thing needs to be changed. I'm the guy with the plan to change it. I'll lay out on the first day, look, here's 10 different ways we can do this. It's better than the way we're doing it now. And we'll end up choosing one of those 10 ways. And that's what the American people want. We want the end to this BS going on, these con artists making bad decisions, you know, and we also can stop because of all the other things happening that I'm aware about that's going on in the world. The ETs are coming here. ET is home already. They're here. There's, you know, we can stop wasting all this money on the underground cities and the expensive tunnel boring machines. Wasting taxpayers' money to serve the elite so they can hide out when things really get rough, because there are plenty of making it rough. The world controllers, they want to make us all suffer because they're actually serving the ETs, the bad ETs. They just don't realize it. And it's all tied in with wasting money, you know? Put the money to good use, to making people happy. To see that everyone only has to work 2 hours a day, you know? How about that? 2 hours a day, not this 8 hour to 16 hour a day nonsense that is being imposed upon people. And it can all be changed extremely fast. But again, nothing's going to happen unless everyone, lazy fool, gets up off their ass. Gets up off the couch and goes out and votes for somebody like me. Anybody who's running for the Democrat or Republican Party, it's going to be the same logjam as the usual. I mean, sure, 40 people have loved President Trump. Look what he's stuck with. He's stuck with a Congress that is just drags their feet. They're all scared to do anything. They really do close to nothing, both of the political parties. And they don't want to bring things to vote unless it's a sure shot. Well, that's not what government is supposed to be doing, you know, and they're supposed to be intelligent. Well, you just look at the grandstanders in front of the camera. Boy, these people, they're the least intelligent people on the face of the planet. The general public knows more about what to do than the people in the government. So this whole thing needs to be changed around, you know, and things need to be done differently. I mean, political parties are part of the problem because, as the old saying goes, you can't serve two masters. So how are you going to serve the political party and serve the people at the same time? It's impossible. No wonder things don't work. We're dealing with a plan designed to fail. That's a phrase out of my book. I tell people, buy the book, Connect the Dots Theory. Not that it's going to make me rich, because the book companies and everything, they make most of the money. Or actually, there's more money for me to make if you download it. And besides that, you know, you get to view 39 pages for free. I don't know who sets that stuff up. Nobody ever asked me if we should do that. But somebody who decided in the book industry, the Google world, that 39 pages of my book are out there for free to look at. Well, that ought to whet your interest a little to buy the book and get the other 100 pages. Because there isn't that many pages in my book, mostly pictures. That's the kind of book I like. I made the kind of book that I would like. More pictures than words. Because pictures say 1,000 words. And I still claim, and hey, prove me wrong, buy my book and then call on the radio show here and tell me, no. I've heard about that stuff before. I've talked about things in my book no one ever talks about. That's right. Discoveries made here right on planet Earth. And I've got pictures of them in my book. But I'm just being totally ignored by the scientific world. I'm being totally ignored by the media. And totally ignored by, I guess, everyone who's concerned about truth. Because I've got things in my book that no one... pictures that no one else has of real things here on happening on Earth. And plus, I talk about things that no one has ever talked about on a radio show anywhere. And I don't have to listen to all the radio shows to know that, because somebody else was talking about some of the things that I discuss in my book, Connected Dots Theory. It would have been come back one way or another. It'd be out there already. But there's certain things that I talk about that nobody talks about. I made original discoveries in my life, and I did it right here in America. You know, right here standing on the ground, and you'd be surprised all the amazing things I discovered in that book, and I got pictures to prove it. You know, invisible worlds flying around us everywhere we go, practically. You need a camera to pick it up. Most of it, some of it you can actually see when the time is right. But again, these are things that no one else is talking about. And unlike everybody else that seems to have knowledge or inside knowledge, you know, I have never relied on channeling or anything like that, or a spiritual guide for me to make my conclusions and teach myself what I know. I did it all myself. I went searching and I found. And the more I searched, the more I found. The more help I got from the unseen ones in the universe. But no, I never channeled information. I have no interest in doing that because I have a what's called a trained mind. You know, the mind is like a computer. It's as good as you've programmed it. And when your mind gets to a certain point, you want to do all the searching and finding yourself. It's like, mother, please, I'd rather do it myself. And that's basically the approach I took in my life. And boy, did I learn a lot of information. I claim to be one of the most knowledgeable people around. But at the same time, during my everyday interactions, if you just got a quick glimpse of me on the street, you would think I have no more knowledge in my head than somebody working at the car wash, because that's the level I talk when I'm out on the street. I talk street talk level, because that's where I grew up. But at the same time, I can discuss any high-tech topic. Nobody has ever told me anything in my life that I couldn't get a grip to comprehend to some extent. That's right. I hear people talking on the radio about things I never heard about before now and then, but at the same time, when I'm hearing about it, I understand what they're talking about. I've got a basic understanding of it, because when you get so much knowledge, you have all that knowledge to draw on, and you can pretty well understand everything. Not everybody can say what I'm saying, but, you know, the truth is important, and that's why I'm speaking it. Hey, do you know that the burden of proof is on the person who's trying to disprove something equally? Yeah, I'm changing the rules the way we do things, and I have a right to do that. And you have a right to do that, too. How many of you out there know about thought attraction flypaper? That's a phrase I coined to explain what goes on. Your mind is out there interacting and contacting other minds on a subconscious level, sometimes on a conscious level. But thought attraction flypaper is a term I invented to explain what happens in the universe. Similar things attract in the universe. It's not like a couple of magnets where the North Pole has to connect with the South Pole and they clap together. No, similar things connect in the universe when we're talking about thoughts. So if you're thinking about something and you'll attract something similar from somewhere out there. That's how people get addicted to pornography. You know, they start thinking about something that could be considered pornography. And lo and behold, something latches onto them. That's thought attraction flypaper. And it keeps playing. These things hook onto our bodies. Where did I get the information from? A crystal. That's right. Crystals are alive. You can meditate with them, and you can get information out of them. Certain crystals are storehouses of information. That's right. And there's all kinds of, like, flypaper traps out there. That's why I call it thought attraction flypaper. Like a movie, they're playing out there all the time, and you think something relating to that movie, it seeks you out, hooks onto you, and starts playing in your mind on a subconscious level, and that's how people get addicted to things, whatever they may be addicted to. Of course, all addictions can be overridden with a powerful mind. Again, it's your intentions. If you have a powerful mind and you intend to get rid of something that's been hooking on to you, you can do it. Power of suggestion, power of the mind. And I'm not a CNN watcher, but occasionally I go in this diner that has TV up like a lot of places do nowadays, and they always have the CNN channel on. So I get an opportunity to watch fake news, you know. And some of these characters, they're actually funny. And how they milk a story to death. And CNN, they'll take a story and they'll milk it for weeks if they can get away with it. But something interesting happened in the last week. And even if you don't watch CNN, you might want to check it out just to see. But it's happening with other stations, too, that they've eliminated half the screen and filled it in with advertisements. Not that when those know-nothings sit at the desk and blab up the teleprompter, all kinds of misinformation. But there's, the area of a TV screen, a certain amount of space there. Well, half the space on the TV screen is now advertisements. I don't know, what is this, some new brainwashing plan? When you got 10 separate things going on the screen, they can slip ideas into your mind more easily. And the rectangle of the screen has been pushed over into two corners, you know? The whole bottom of the screen is gone now. It's all advertisements. And the right-hand side of the screen has been pushed out of the way. So basically, half the space on the screen, the rectangle has been shrunk into half the size it was that has the live picture, and the rest is advertisements continuously changing. Well, I guess it's easy. I can understand that. I mean, it must be annoying for people who want to watch the shows, but I wonder how long this is going to last. I can't believe that people are going to put up with this, but people are putting up with a lot of other stupid things. I'm sure this will probably go on for a while, but I can't believe that they're attempting this. And like I said, it's probably a mind control plan. Plan B, you know, we'll just flood everybody's mind with 10 different things so we can slip all these bad ideas in their head because there's too much for them to pay attention to. How many things can you pay? It's hard enough paying attention to two or three things going on simultaneously on a TV screen. Now we got 10 things going on. Check it out. Some of the other mainstream media stations are doing it, too. This is unbelievable. I mean, originally, TV was supposed to be entertaining. This is just like an annoying sales promo thing. You know, you want to watch news? Well, you're going to have to watch 10 commercials at the same time. Ridiculous. But that's what's happening. Hey, I keep telling people, you know, pass the word around. Isn't there any good person on the face of this planet with enough money to start a new broadcasting network where we can talk the truth? We can talk about the ETs out there, billions of ships surrounding our solar system, just waiting for the final ascension moment of planet Earth. Yeah, that's right. Planet Earth is going to ascend into the fifth dimension. And we're in the middle of it right now happening. I wish I had a meter here. That could tell me what the frequency of the Earth is right now. It's been going up, I hear. But then again, just like the stories about everybody's got their own opinion story regarding Jesus, apparently it's the same thing with the once people started talking about this. I mean, it was always known the vibration of the earth was 7.8. Of course, other people were working with another figure of 6 hertz vibrations per second. So people started noticing the vibration of the earth going up months ago. Mm-hmm. Last year somewhere, it was people were taking notice of it. But then the nobody had an agreement on what the frequency of the earth is. Was it going up and down, like, you know, what? But, you know, 50 vibrations per second, 100 vibrations. Well, where is it? I wish I had that meter in front of me right now so I could tell you. I mean, apparently, I mean, I know it has to go up to go into a higher dimension, you know. That's the definition of a dimension. It's a frequency zone that once you get beyond the third, well, the next level, the frequency, everything's vibrating faster, and to go up into the fifth dimension where we can say bye-bye to all evil, well, most of the evil. I'm sure they know a way to sneak up there, too. But, and some of them are, I hear, there's, you know, the darkness, I think, extends even a little into the fifth dimension, but we'll be basically free of it when we get there. It's got to increase, you know, like dimensional zones were kind of thought of as the first three, 1, 2, 3, ABC, 1, 2, 3, we're there, we're existing in that, but we're also bleeding over into the fourth and fifth dimensions right now as I speak. That's what all this anchoring the love vibrations into the planet are all about, with the help of the Pleiadian star seeds. And there's another group. They have another whole different historical outlook on what's going on here on Earth. And in the last hour, if you were listening, we heard about the Andromedans talking about Jesus. And I've heard so many different stories from so many different groups, I have to say it, you know. I don't know which one to believe. I have my own particular, my beliefs favor the fifth apocalypse revelation, if you're familiar. The teachings of Jesus were the fourth apocalypse revelation to the human race. Yeah, since then there's been new information, and I use that as my basic put everything up against it because it makes sense. When I hear something that's common sense, it makes sense. It's logical. That's when I believe it. Unless something comes along that shows me that what I thought was logical is not. But at the same time, you know, I keep an open ear. I listen to all these things. Alpha Draconians want to tell us one thing. Zeta Reticuli probably want to tell us something else. What's the story I heard? I heard on a radio show one time the guy was abducted into a ship and he asked the gray ET about God. And the gray ET told him, there is no God. Okay. Like I said, different strokes for different folks, different thoughts for different creatures, a different history book for a different species. Okay. Will the real truth stand up and reveal itself, please? there's a lot of misunderstanding, you know. Even beings in the higher dimensions sometimes don't have the story exactly right. So we have to do our own analysis and judgment, and we make our decisions along the way. And that's where I center my beliefs around the fifth apocryphal revelation because it talks a lot of important truths, that all the records on earth are tainted. That makes perfect sense. and there's there's an explanation of how the whole big system works, which nobody else ever talks about. So, and the fact that it's so logically explained, you know, I have to go with the logic. If it makes sense and it's logical and it doesn't contradict itself, well, hey, that's where my beliefs go. And there's a fifth apocryphal revelation. There's a lot of info about Jesus there, and it doesn't match any of the information from any other source, period. The closest things, the Gospels, are pretty accurate, but there's a lot of missing information and a lot of other innuendos attached to Jesus. You know, all these people I want to talk about, there is no Jesus, but we could just bring in a little bit because a story that's in the Bible, it's also in the fifth apocryphal revelation, the Transfiguration. Well, if it wasn't Jesus who was being transfigured, who was it? Okay? Show me your proof, too. But because those two sources actually agree, it's more reason why that's my book, Fifth Apocryphal Revelation, because it does talk about the Transfiguration, and it talks about it, what makes more sense than what's in the Bible, you know? But it talks about that event, and so, and it explains who Jesus really is. And I have to stick with that until somebody can prove me wrong, because I've heard the Arcturians, the Andromedans, the Pleiadians, they're talking about this, and their stuff just doesn't jive, add up. I think they got their information wrong, and I'm entitled to believe that, but hey, prove me wrong. If you're one of those ET groups who are listening out there, call in and challenge me on it, say, tell me I'm wrong. It's not, you're not going to hurt me, but you'll have to prove me I'm wrong, because I have, I correlate all the information coming in from all the sources, and I think you guys don't have some of the story correct. I mean, where did you get your information? Were you on Earth at the particular time it was happening, or did you hear it by second and third hand information via the grapevine? And that's my take on it, you know? So I have a pretty good understanding how things work, the bottom line here. And so much for that. So check out your TV. If you get a chance, check out CNN and look at this insanity they're doing with the boob tube. Then there's a new news in the New York metropolitan area. There's a new news station now. I can't even think what the name of it is now. I only watched it once or twice, but they got this woman with, big breasts, super big ones, reading the news, you know. So gives new meaning to the old term, the boob tube. So much for that. Hey, there's nothing wrong with making a joke here and there. In fact, jokes make people laugh, make people happy. You know, even the higher intelligence jokes around. In fact, that's why, hey, I keep telling people, buy my book, Connect the Dots Theory. You'll be a more educated person when you're done reading. I don't care how smart you are. I don't care if you're an Andromedan from the ninth dimension. You'll learn something from reading my book. You'll learn about some of the amazing experiences I had in this life that, unless you were actually walking the same path as I was, you weren't going to experience those things. But I did, and I wrote about some of them. You know, like street lights shutting off as you get near them. Now, that's something that happens to quite a few people. And I remember talking to somebody one night, and we're standing up against the car, and I said, look, you see the street light just went off and on? And he goes, yeah, I noticed that, you know. And the more we talked about it, the more the light kept going on and off. So something, there's some connection there. I don't have the exact scientific connection why that's happening, but it's a phenomenon that others observe. One that isn't is the passing along of thoughts phenomenon. Started happening to me a long time ago. And then all of a sudden I started taking notice. You know, every time I would be in a conversation with people and I'd think about saying something but hold back, and you know, sometimes you're ready to say something, you think, well, no, maybe I won't say that. Well, in my case, whenever I do that, if I hold back on saying something I was just about to say, somebody nearby, doesn't matter who it is, will say exactly what I was planning on saying. Now, there's several possibilities how this is happening. But you know what? I'm not even going to explain that. If you're really interested, buy the book as I go explain the possibilities there, or you can call into the radio show. Hey, you know, if you've got a phone, make use of it. 888-627-6008. You can talk live right now. Hey, I'm calling, you know, I'm doing a show from New York City, so it's like 1:40 in the morning over here. We're into Sunday already, whereas the show listed on DBS is at 10 p.m. Pacific time, so it's about 10:40 if you're out in California. In fact, there's so many funny things that you run into on Twitter. Somebody just followed me, and I went to follow them back, and he's listed his location, is listed as California, making fun of how out of touch with reality the California government is. I don't want to get started on that. I mean, really. Just got rid of one stupid government there, governor, but I think the whole state, they got some serious problems with government in California, or Commifornia. And look, they let the dark state burn people's houses to the ground with directed energy weapons. They don't even squawk about it. That's how stupid the government in California is. They let the chemtrail planes fly over and poison everybody's land and poison the air you breathe. Well, what's the California government? Why aren't they squawking? You know? What, are they sipping wine out in the valley there? And they don't realize that the planes that are leaving the trail in the sky, that's poison? Are they that stupid? Or are they really getting bribed with that much money to look the other way? Well, just like Los Angeles, the teachers strike. There's an important issue going there. The classrooms are too big, but there's even a bigger important issue. The Los Angeles classrooms have gained the reputation of being microwave ovens. That's right. If you're sending your children to school in Los Angeles County, you're sending your child into a microwave oven. They've got all the classrooms over Wi-Fi'd and over radiated with cell phone radiations, that your child is in danger by just being in class. His health is being destroyed. Nothing to ignore, because his DNA is being destroyed too, or her DNA. So many of these children are not going to be able to have kids because their health is being destroyed by going to school. And that's an important issue. If you're out in California, if you're in with the teacher strike, you need to be talking about this stuff. It's not only the larger classrooms, it's what's going on invisibly in the classroom. And when they turn the 5G on, which is coming, they've got the mechanisms, the equipment set up everywhere now. All they got to do, basically, is turn on the juice, and they're going to start cooking everybody in their own homes, you know? 92,000 vibrations per second going through every cell in your body. Humans, we weren't designed to handle that, and we're not going to... we can't stay healthy in an environment like that for too long. But guess what? All the brain dead government people in all of America are just ignoring this issue. The science is there that this is dangerous. Scientists know about it. They're trying to lobby the Congress, but of course the Congress can't even make up their mind what they want to order for lunch, let alone think about something serious. You know, they can't even agree on anything. So, and this is where the 5G thing has to be solved at the federal level, because the telecommunications company sent their lobbyists in to bribe the legislators to make the laws so nobody can override what they're doing, basically. It's like we need an amendment to the Constitution to stop this 5G from being turned on. Everybody is going to suffer health-wise when this gets turned on. So why are we going to wait till we have, 100 million more cases of cancer in a couple of months, and then we'll say, oh, we need to do something now? I mean, that's the way government usually works. That's why we all hate government. You know, they're not doing their job. Hey, talk about time and dates. The Ascension window closes on July 7, 2025. That's the information that's out there. And supposedly it opened back in 1975. And books were being written in the 70s and the 80s about the Ascension, planetary Ascension, personal Ascension. And it's going to be a combination of personal and planetary ascension. It'd be nice if it happened this year. Sooner the better, because we're all tired of being used and abused by the warmongers and the world controllers that just use us and abuse us. We're tired of the unfairness. And hey, that's why I'm running for president. You should take me seriously. I'm the only person who's ever run for president that's knowledgeable about all these things going on. Yes, I know the ETs are going to land on our world, the good extraterrestrials. It's going to be called the event. It will be an event, and it's going to be televised. They're going to take over the communications of all these crooked TV companies, and they're going to say, probably, people of Earth, we're here. Yeah. And then they're going to land, and then we'll begin to move away from the insane way things are being done. Hey, who knows how many underground levels there are at the Montauk Place on Long Island? Well, if I said 8, I wouldn't be wrong. But how many people out there listening to the show were ever in the secret space program? That's some interesting stuff. Hey, call up, enlighten us, you know. I wasn't in the program, but I've heard about other people that were. And in fact, I was even fortunate enough to meet one of the people working on one of the time projects, the Montauk project. And he was out there talking about it back in the 90s. He had quit the project because he saw too many bad things going on, you know, abuse of power and abuse of all the military, right? Abuse of the taxpayers' money, misusing the time travel equipment to go in the future to get technology to come back to sell you products, and charging use of the machinery. The Stargate, you know, you want to use the Stargate? Well, you have to pay for it. If you have the money, yeah, you can use it, you know? you know, these technologies, instead of being shared with humanity, they have been plundered. Plundered by the elite. And they're used to make more money and enslave more of humanity and do more bad things. That's you know, we all want, we love to see all these bad things come to an end. We love to see these technologies being offered to humanity for good purposes. And there's so many things that are going to change in a very short period of time. And there's so much magic out there in just in nature. People are, you're missing out. You're, you know, yeah, yeah, I know you got to do your 9-to-5 job and all that stuff. But you're not going out in nature off the beaten path. Go out there at night. You know, be sure you have some protection with you, whether it's a gun or whatever, if you're out there alone at night, because a lot of people get abducted during the night. Yeah, they're still doing that abduction nonsense. It's still going on. And it will go on until the event, probably, because there's a lot of bad ETs. All the governments, you know, all the military governments work with the bad ETs. I mean, supposedly it's going to change, and some there are some within the military now that are attempting to work with the good ETs, and they're becoming part of the resistance. But there's still too much of that bad stuff going on. You know, that's where we got all the high-tech things from the ETs, you know, and we gave them the right to abduct people. Bad choice. And we gave them the right to do a genetic experiment to create half-breed races right here on our planet. And not a good choice either. Bad choices have been made. And who made those choices? Politicians. Crooked politicians. Some of those bad choices were made by American presidents. You know? We need to rewrite the history book. Some of these presidents sold us out. Big time. And even though we were warned, the warnings weren't heeded, and the people that had the power misused their power to make bad decisions. Just like, you know, we shouldn't have a Federal Reserve, somebody else printing our money, ridiculous. We shouldn't have an IRS either. Taxes are supposed to be voluntary, violations of the Constitution. And it's allowed to go on because the people that are supposed to be overseeing this, they are brain dead, bribe-taking brain dead. That's a good enough explanation. And they're stupid, too. On top of that, I have to just add that word, underline that word, stupid. How would you describe politicians? Stupid. All right. The in the picture dictionary, they're alongside the word stupid are pictures of all the stupid politicians that ever existed. That picture dictionary it takes 200 pages just for the word stupid to put in all the pictures, because there's that many stupid pictures. Let me tell you something. Strange things have happened in the past, and there are going to be stranger things happening in the future. You know, will there be more dumb blonde jokes? I don't know, but they're so funny when you hear them. All I know is that science fiction movies are always talking about one of three possibilities. They're talking about the past, events of the story have already happened, and our present-day society is just not aware of that historical fact, or they're talking about the future. The story is a warning of what could happen if mankind allows itself to be the trick, manipulator, or conquered in the way similar to the scenario being acted out on the video screen. Or the science fiction movies can refer to what's happening in the present. The story could be revealing to us what is happening to the people of the Earth right now, though we might not be aware of it. And I don't know if you're a science fiction fan or not, but probably one of the best movies to go rent or download is called They Live. That will open up your eyes, let you know there's a hidden message under every billboard, hidden message inside the money you're handling, hidden message inside of the picture of the Mona Lisa. I don't know if that's true, but there's hidden messages everywhere. see that. All you have to do is buy a 3D, Magic 3D iBook, and you'll see how well things can be hidden. Prove it to yourself. And when are we going to end this war on drugs? Now, it has nothing to do with soldiers getting high before they go into battle. It's just more BS to control your lives, waste your taxpayers' money. You know, the digital camera conspiracy, it's ongoing. You know, we all have fun taking things and mixing them with other things. But at the same time, analog TV was outlawed because they want everything to be digital, because the world controllers have the ability now to fake the news as it's going out. That's what you can do with digital technology, and there's no way to prove it's being faked unless you're watching the guy who's actually manipulating the machinery to fake it. That's right, seeing is no longer believing, and I call that the digital camera conspiracy. What else we got to do? Oppressive laws, man. We need to change all the laws. In fact, the people need, we need a referendum government at this point in time, so the voters can make the new laws and get rid of all the stupid laws that are just oppressive, you know? And then we have the chain of command conspiracies going on. People at the top of the chain of command, it could be a military general, he has the opportunity to mislead his troops and give them orders to do something stupid. Same thing with the police. There's a chain of command problems right there. You know, captain says, I want you to go out and do this, and don't hold back. Well, then they go out, and they go out, and they start killing people. And they say, I was given orders to do that, you know. The old Nazi excuse. And then there's the vaccines. Oh, my God, don't take vaccines. Don't let your kids be vaccinated. They're lying to you. This is a plan to kill you, make you sick, make your children sick, make them impotent, incapable of, you know, genetically passing on their genes. All bad things come from vaccines. Don't believe the lying doctors. They're just like the lying politicians. Liars. Misinformed liars. I don't think a lot of them, you know, they don't understand that they're giving you the wrong information. They've accepted the wrong information, and they try to get you to believe it's the correct information. The blind leading the blind. Hey, listen, this was a call-in radio show, but it's too late to call in now because we're coming to the end of the show pretty soon. Listen, I am... that is my real name, Tom Edison, and I am a 2020 presidential candidate, a 2020. In 2020, we'll all see things clearly. And by far, if you love President Trump, hey, I'd help him out. But, you know, he doesn't recognize regular people from New York City. You know, I don't have enough money for him to recognize me. I'd help him out. Because he's the president. Because I'm good with solving problems. But in 2020, don't think of voting for him. Vote for me, because I'm the guy who has the solutions. No, President Trump does not have the solutions. Sure, he's a better president than all the other jerks before him, but because he's a go-getter, and he knows how to take command to a point, but he ain't even in my league. You know? If I was to debate him on stage, he wouldn't get a word in edgewise. He'd be going, humming, 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 humming. That's right, because I'm that good. And you ought to consider voting if you're in the military. You want a great commander in chief. Everybody in the military should be thinking of voting for me. You got to write my name in, because I'm a write-in candidate. And you ought to think about helping me out now with donations and getting my show on the road so I can teach everybody how to vote for a write-in candidate. Well, anyhow, go to the radio show BBS Saturday, 10 p.m., Station 1, Connect the Dots, name of the show. Click on Connect the Dots and find out all about me. That's it. Just go to BBS Radio on the Internet, Station 1, Saturday, at 10 p.m., the show is Connect the Dots. Click on Connect the Dots, and then click on my name. and you'll find out all about me and support somebody who knows how to solve all the problems simultaneously. And you can support me, too. You'll find out about my CD Baby Music Store link there. You can support me that way, too. I offer people something for donations, and you can PayPal me some money if you find it in your heart. Hey, I'm the teacher here on this show, and even teachers need to get paid for when they're working, and this is work. I'm teaching the general public things they should know. This is an educational show. It can be fun, too. Once in a while, I tell a joke. Well, there's many jokes tonight. You want a joke? The government. Anyhow, we're going for the countdown, and you'll get to hear two of my songs, original songs. You hear the lead guitar part at the end of my song, Are You the Partying Kind? Are you? I am the partying kind. And followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. Could be your anthem, too. Listen to the whole song. You'll hear a horse galloping at the end. Okay, Mr. Engineer, take us out of here now. Tell and everybody, tell your friends to listen next week. Here we go. Here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here. My stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't want to be nobody's slave. I don't want to join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Here to my stand without fear, get it clear to the